Well, yes, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Hori's Bavli, Daf Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the second Mishnah, Halacha Ches. Hoy Rebeistin Shel Echom and Ashvatim, Ma'osa Isa Hashevet, Alpihem, Isa Hashevet Ruchaya, Veshakal Ashvatim Peturim, Ivrei Rebbe Yehuda. It just says that if the Sanhedrin of Hashevet ruled and that Shevet sinned, that Shevet brings the power and the other Shvatim are exempt. Ein chayovim ela al ha'oref beistin agodol vovad shneemar veim kol adas yisor yishku v'nelam davar me'enei ha'ida v'loi adas oisei ha'shevet. The Chum say that they are liable only for rulings of the great Sanhedrin. As the Pasuk says in Vayikra Dan and Pasuk Yud Gimel, and if the entire community of Yisor is because the matter was hidden from the eyes of the congregation, and therefore not the aid of the congregation of that shevet. And it says the Rabbi Meir Oimer Chayvus Beistin, who Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Chayvus Sibur, and Rabbi Shimon Chayvus Beistin veChayvus Sibur. Yuma says Rabbi Meir says that Par Helam Dava is an obligation of Beistin. Rabbi Yehuda says it's an obligation of the Sibur, and Rabbi Shimon says obligation of the Beistin and an obligation of the Sibur. My time with Rabbi Meir. What is Rabbi Meir's source? Ne'ema Kan Me'ine Ve'ne'ema La'alon. The answer that says here, Me'ene, from the eyes, and it says below in Pahel and Dava, for idolatry, Me'ene. Just like there, it is Beistin, it says that the Eder means the ones who ruled bring the Korban, also here it's a Beistin. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's source? Ne'amakan Me'ene, Ve'ne'am La'alon, Me'ene. Ma'me'ene, Shne'am La'alon, Sibur, Afkan, Sibur. The answer that says here, me'inein, it says below me'inein, just like there, it is a sibul, means it says, kol ha'ida, also here it's a sibul. My time with the Bishimon, what's the Bishimon source? Ne'er makan me'inein, v'ne'er la'alon me'inein, ma me'inein, sh'ne'er ma la'alon beistin, af me'inein, sh'ne'er makan beistin, v'ma me'inein, sh'ne'er la'alon sibul, af kan sibul. The answer is, it says here me'inein, and it says below me'inein, just like there, beistin brings, as it may expounded, also here beistin, and just like there, the Sibur brings, just like Rabbi Yehuda expounded, also here, the Sibur. Mam da'amah chayvas beistin hi, beistin mevim, mam da'amah chayvas Sibur, hi mevi. The Gemara asks, well, obviously the one who says that it's an obligation of beistin, the beistin brings the korban. The one who says it's an obligation of the Sibur, who brings? The Tani, metilin hayu aleihem, v'voim, divrei Rabbi Meir. The Gemara answers from the Baisa that they cast the cost of the korban on the Sibur, and bring it. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mitrumas Halishcha Hayuboyim. Rabbi Yehuda says it comes from the Trumas Halishcha. Manda Amachayvas Beistin Hi, Beistin Semchin. Manda Amachayvas Sibur Hi, Misoimech. And the Gemara asks, obviously the one who says that it's an obligation of Beistin, Beistin does Smicha, but the one who says that it's an obligation of the Sibur, who does Smicha? Meaning resting the weight on the korban. The Tani Shloisha Mikosher Beshevet Rosh Beistin Al Gabin Same Chinyadeim Al Roish Hapar. The answer is from the Baisa, three from each Shevet and the Rosh Beistin stand over them and do Smicha on the bull's head. Yedehem Yedei Kol Yochid Yochid Yedehem Al Roish Hapar Par Ton Smicha Ein Sira Hoidazor To Unim Smicha Do Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says from the words Yedehem that appears in Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Tezvav. That means the hands of every individual by himself. And then the phrase Al Rosh HaPar, the bull needs smicha, but that meaning the Seirim for Avodah Zorah don't need smicha. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Par Ta'on Smicha, Bezekeinim, Ein Seirim Avodah Zorah, Ta'on Smicha, Bezekeinim. Rabbi Shimon says, the bull needs smicha through the Chachamim, but Seirim Avodah Zorah don't need smicha through Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kol Chata Sibur, Shadam Nechas Lefnim, Tu'una smicha. So the Bishimon says that every chatas sibol whose blood enters inside the hechel needs smicha. Misivim Rabbi Yehuda v'aksiv v'yigshur si'irei achatas. We have a question against Rabbi Yehuda because there's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim base in Perchof Tes Pasuk Chof Gimel that says there was smicha for si'ir because the pasuk says and they approach the si'irei achatas and then it says and they rested their hands on them. Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hayuah Shah, Haisa, Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered, it was a Hayuah Shah, it was a temporary psak to bring them, they were not really Si'iri Avoida, because idolatry in Bayis Rishon was intentional and not due to a Hayuah. Rabbi Yochanan, Bayis Sibur, Shemes, they should say Shim Sibyl Shemes Acher Moshe Yavitachtov. Rabbi Yochanan asked if the Sibyl was obligated in a Par Helem Dover and died, does the later generation bring in place of it? It even Vaksiv Haboim Nashevi Vigoime Esher Chatasoile. The Gemara also, why does he ask this question? It says in Ezra Pek Chef Pasuk Lamed Hey, those that came from captivity, and at the end of the pasuk says that they bought Sfirei Chatas Shnei Masa Hakol Oila, and 12 he goats as the sin offerings, everything came as an Oila. Can a Chatas be an Oila? Ella Ma Oila Leinechla A Chatas Leinechla. Rather, just like Oila is not eaten, this Chatas is not eaten. Yehuda Omer Al Avodah Zorah Hevim. Yehuda says they bought them for Avodah Zorah in the by Fishon, even though most of the Sibyl had died. And Rav Chizkiah quoting Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rav Chiyah, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that we cannot learn from there because that was a Hayvah Shah. Rav Yirmiyah, Lomad Kain, Ela, Pau, Totten, Smicha, Bezkainim, Ein Siri, Avidazor, Tonim, Smicha, Bezkainim. Rav Yirmiyah learned that the bull needs Smicha to Chachamim, that the Siri for Avidazor don't need Smicha to Chachamim, which was the opinion of Shimon earlier. Eleven me, so who does smicha on them? Rav Yirmiyah Salvel Meima V'Aaron Uvonov. Rav Yirmiyah wanted to answer, Aaron Uvonov, Aaron and his children, Koyhanan do smicha on them. Amalei Rav Yosi V'Hatani Rav Chiya V'Samach V'Samchul V'Aboisi Rav Yizora V'Smicha. I should say, Loi B'Aaron Ela B'Zakenim. Rav Yosi objected, he said, Rav Chiya taught that V'Samach V'Samchu, it says in the pasuk, this excludes Siri Avodah from smicha, not through Aaron, rather through the Chachamim. Rav Yosi Lamad Kain, Ela Chai Toren Smicha Ba'Aaron, Ein Siri Avodah Zarah Toren Smicha Ba'Aaron. Rav Yosi gives a different answer. The live goat, which is the Siri Mishtaleach, the one that gets pushed off the cliff on Yom Kippur, requires smicha through Aaron, but Siri Avodah Zarah do not require smicha through Aaron. The cross of Cain. V'samach Aaron l'shtei yodav al-boish ha-se'ir ha-chai chai tun smicha ba'oin ein siri v'odizor tun smicha ba'oin. And it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Tev Zayin, Pasuk Chof Aleph, and Aaron will rest his hands on the head of the live goat. We learn from there the live goat requires smicha through Aaron, but se'ir v'odizor do not require smicha through Aaron. Ma'avad la Rabbi Yirmiyah pata la. How does Rabbi Yirmiyah explain this Pasuk? A Kohen Hedget. Siri Avodah Zarah does not require smicha through Kohen Gadol, but rather it's kosher even through a regular Kohen. As you say now, we can skip the next few words. Ani Tamon, Hoyu Beistin Vasukal, Neis Echad Mi Beistin Pturim, Neis Echad Mi Sibur Chayavim. Brisa says that if Beistin ruled and the Sibur did based on them, if one of the Beistin died, they are exempt. If one of the Sibur died, they are obligated. And I should say the line from before would be Zera B'Shem Rav Hamnuna Ke Rebbe Meir. Rav Zera, quoting Rav Hamnuna, said that this is like Rebbe Meir, who says that Beis Din brings the bull. Therefore, it's like a chatas of partners. If one of them dies, they're exempt. If one of the Sibra dies, Beis Din is still intact. And now we have a couple of sentences that we leave till later on. And that we should say now would be Zera B'Shem Rav Chistai. Tanai Taman Hayu Beistin Vaosu Hain Vyadu Ma Hayu Tau Ma Hayu Shogu Ma Hayu Yuchol Yu Hayavin. If they were quoting Rav Chista said from a Brisa that if Beistin ruled and they themselves did, if they knew what they ruled but they erred about what they ruled, or if they were showing about what they ruled, perhaps they're going to be liable. Amulaima Venoida Hatas Loshi Yuvadu Achoitin. The Gemara says no, because the Pasuk says in Bayikodala Pasuk Yudalad, and the sin will be known means they know what sin they did, and not that they know only who sinned. And now I should say, well, we add these two sentences from before. Amalahin Rav Meir im lachivim hu poito lo kol shekein al atzmai. Rav Meir said to the Chacham, if Beis Din exempts others who relied on the Beis Din's Torah, well, then also it should exempt itself. And they should say, amu lo yifto lachivim sheyesh lahem b'malit lois, al yifto l'atzmai she'ein lo b'malit lois. Racham said to Meir that it exempts others because they have whom to rely on. It does not exempt itself because it does not have whom to rely on. Manoshach, Chelev, as you say now, Hayru Chayavim, Shabbos, Hayru Chayavim, we have an implied question that why must they know what sin they did? In any case, they are chayev a chatas, means whether they ruled about chilev, which is the forbidden fats, or they ruled about Shabbos. But be sure, Asya, he answers, this is like we were sure, and argues with Eleza and says that to bring a chatas, one must know what sin he did. A second answer is that it's even like Rabbi Eleza because they ruled, but they don't know whether they ruled about idolatry or other mitzvahs. If they ruled about idolatry, can they bring a par chatas? They must bring a par oila and a seir chatas. If they ruled about other mitzvahs, can they bring a seir? They have to bring a par. It's a sofek if they must bring a par or seir. A change of korban disqualifies, so they are exempt. Hadnalach per Hayru Beistin.